as eloquent as Rosen in saying all what he has said, but definitely the picture that has been painted is bleak and with too many problematics. I prefer a more piecemeal approach because I think it's obvious that in our lifetime, all these problems will not be solved, unfortunately. And I'm one of those who believes that we have to do what we have to do and what we can do. So, 2 points. I look at the main untapped potential, the private sector, and I don't mean FDI, because I agree with you that there is a net outflow of FDI from developing countries. And it's a direct result, definitely, of the increasing both tariff and non-tariff barriers in the developed world. When I think of the private sector, I look more in the on the points of public-private partnerships, which are a main tool which is grossly unused, both because of the lack of know-how, or mostly because of the lack of know-how, both from the private sector and the public sector. I must say that the more you look at examples of PPPs, the more you see failed examples rather than success stories. And to me, that is mostly a problem of lack of know-how on both sides. The private sector doesn't know how to deal with governments, and governments don't know how to deal with the private sector to work together. The model is still one of basic procurement, where you buy from the private sector and you consume rather than working together. So in this case, I see the issue less about the amount of money being put in, but more about the capacity, the institutional capacity on both sides and the capability of doing so. This problem is really exponentially, it grows exponentially when it comes to SIDS, to the small island developing states, which some of which are as small as basically this building when it comes to the population. The population of this building is as large as some of the SIDS. So one cannot expect them to have the institutional critical mass to manage the funds that are being thrown at them. So I see this as a big issue. Finally, maybe we can take a leaf out of Trump's playbook in a positive sense. One of the points that intrigued me of what President Trump said over the past couple of months was when he announced about a month ago that whoever in the private sector is investing $1 billion in the US would be fast-tracked when it comes to certain environmental permits. So that raises alarm bells for the wrong sort of reasons. My point is totally different. My point is that, first of all, $1 billion in the United States is nothing. So that's putting the threshold really low. But the point that I take from it, my takeaway, is that in the same way that people think about facilitating business when it comes to investing pure dollars, one can look at facilitating business when it comes to investing in the SDGs, fast-tracking certain projects, fast-tracking certain bureaucracies, which are sometimes our biggest problem, really and truly, in delivering as fast as others. So those are my takeaways on that. Thank you.